Welcome to the Magic is You podcast, where we talk all about being the fullest expression of you and making the journey just as beautiful, if not more so, than the destination. It's time to say yes to desire. It's time to turn up your magic. The most powerful version of you is the fullest expression of you. Hey, hey, Michelle here with the Magic is You podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about making an online course. I've been getting a few questions about it, and people have just been asking advice because I've made dozens of courses at this point, and I guess people want to know how to do it and how to do it the quote-unquote right way. So this episode is to just share my approach. It's not the right way because there is no right way. There's only your way. So even as I share this, so this is not about you doing it the way I do it. This is about you tuning into what resonates from what I'm giving advice on and then picking up what resonates, leaving the rest, and figuring out what works best for you. I think the whole world opens up when we just give ourselves permission to figure out what works best for us. This applies to everything, whether it's making a podcast, making a course, making dinner, whatever you're making, whatever you're doing, however you're living, to constantly be thinking about what works best for me and allowing that to change because we're always changing and evolving. But here are my top tips after making dozens of courses over the last 10 years. And the biggest one is to make a small course. You do not need to make a huge course full of modules and videos and lessons. That typically, if you're doing that, especially if you're starting out, it's coming from a place of not enoughness. It's coming from a place of, I don't know enough, and I have to stuff as much stuff into this as possible to prove to people that this is valuable because I don't feel valuable in and of myself, so I have to create this external proof that I am valuable in the eyes of other people to make up for the fact that I don't feel valuable in and of myself. So when you're making anything, you want to look at what needs healing. So if there's something inside of you that thinks not good enough, not enough, more, then you need to make the course from the perspective of how do I heal this feeling of not enoughness? Everything I do to create this course needs to be in awareness of healing this feeling of not enoughness. So what would that look like? That would look like challenging myself to make a minimal viable course just to prove to myself I'm enough. Just to prove to myself I can put together something in a few hours and press publish and done because I'm enough and I don't need to prove anything to anyone. I just need to heal that wounded part of me that thinks that she has something to prove or she needs to prove something. And that's the other part of the tip is you can't do this for other people. You can't do this to go out and serve an audience and solve problems and address pain points. You have to clear all of that off the table and just make this about you facing your own inner demons. Because as long as you are distracting yourself with trying to, you know, survey the market and figure out what they need and what do people want to buy and what are people looking for and what problems can you solve and what's your unique position or offering, like as long as you're focusing on all of that, you got all these monsters under your bed and skeletons in your closet and demons on your shoulder that are pulling you like a puppet on strings and influencing everything you're creating and saying without you even knowing it. So if you're creating your course from this place of deep insecurity that you're not even addressing, then you're projecting that onto other people. If you have this deep feeling of I'm not good enough, there needs to be more and more and more and more and more to make up for this. This is my coping mechanism for making up for the fact that I'm not good enough by just putting more and more and more and more and more into what I'm creating. Then without even intending to, your teaching is going to be saturated with this energy of, oh, to be successful, to do things the right way, there has to be tons and tons and tons of value. Because without even intending to, you're going to project the feeling, that energy, onto other people's consciousness. Versus if you create this course from a place of healing, then now you can spread and radiate that healing. Now other people will feel, wow, I can create something from my enoughness too. So that is first and foremost for me, is looking at what needs healing and making whatever I'm making for the purpose of healing whatever that needs healing, so that when I create and teach people something, I'm doing it from a place of spreading that healing instead of projecting my unhealed trauma. Because if my pattern of putting myself last was not being addressed, I guarantee you that every course I've ever made would have the root, would have the seed, would have the energy of this feeling of, you need to put yourself last. This is the way the world works. You need to put yourself last. And I would subconsciously be projecting and teaching that to other people. Even if I'm not saying that, even if I have no intention of that, that would be embedded into what I'm teaching. So that's first and foremost. And I don't want you to think that, oh my gosh, I need to be this completely healed, blissful, higher self person before I can do anything that I put out there. Before I can put anything out there, I need to be completely whatever. It's like, no, you just need to be in the practice of addressing whatever it is that is calling out to you for healing, versus ignoring all of that in order to build a successful business. No, I believe that it's personal development first, business second. Do not use your business to distract you from the inner work. Do not use your business to distract you from personal growth. So that's first and foremost. And the other part of it is, okay, so I think that was one side of the coin. The other side of the coin was shrinking the amount of time you give yourself. Don't make a huge course, make something really small, because in and of itself, that is healing. To make something that only takes you a few hours and press publish, that will break down so many patterns and so many beliefs that aren't serving you. That will just go straight to the heart of it and help you blast through so much clutter that you're carrying that you don't need to carry about how you see things, how you see yourself. That will just create so much clarity, because you'll realize that a lot of the things you're putting on yourself as, I have to do it this way, I have to do it that way, it needs this, it needs that, all of that's in your head. And by clearing everything away to just make something in the space of an afternoon, that in and of itself is like worth years and years worth of going to conferences and trying to work on yourself and read all the books and watch all the videos about how to self-improve or whatever. That afternoon of giving yourself the time to create something and press publish from your what's in your head is so transformational and healing. It goes straight to the heart of whatever demon you need to face and knock out of the ring. And that's what I did. And it literally feels like you're in the ring with you know, a monster, and you are just like duking it out and determined to come out victorious, because, and you have to make it feel like that. You have to make it feel like I'm in the ring, and at the end of this battle, one of us is going to come out standing, and it's going to be me. If you're making this a huge course with all these modules and lessons and all these workbooks and all of these checklists, then you're just extending, you're just procrastinating on facing whatever it is you're running away from. Like, the more that you add to the course, the more that you are running away from what needs to be done, which is face those demons, knock it out, and emerge victorious. Now, remember, I'm not saying all this to make it seem like you shouldn't make a big course. I've made courses that were literally designed to accompany people through a journey of months and months, if not years. Like, I've made courses that have taken me more than a year to complete, but that is after going through this process of proving to myself that I could knock out a course in less than a day. Like, I've already healed that part of me, so now I can make these bigger courses from a place of higher self and not from a place of, I'm not good enough, so let me just stuff this thing full of value, when really it's giving people way more than they need and disrespecting the time that they have to sit down and learn something. You're making the journey of learning whatever it is a lot more complex and complicated and superfluous, because you were just trying to fill a hole versus teach people from a place of enoughness. I remember one of the first courses I made was a 1-hour class on how to make money blogging. And I actually taught that class in person, live in my living room. People would pay $20 to sit in the living room on the couch and watch me teach this live on the TV. Like, I had slides and I put it on the TV and I would just flip through the slides and talk it through. So, like, this was like a webinar in person. And I was more comfortable doing that. It was still scary, but I was more comfortable doing that than sitting down and turning this into an online class. And I knew I had to face that. And I literally was in the middle of a trip in Florida, and I was staying at a B&B, and I wanted to get this done. I wanted to create this 1-hour class on how to make money blogging. I had my slides. I knew what I wanted to talk about as I went through the slides. I made the slides, or at least made them better. It was a whole process of getting ready to just sit down and teach from these slides. So I got myself ready, took a few hours to do that, and then had to sit down and press record and go through my slides and teach the content. So I know I say literally a lot, was in this B&B bedroom, and I didn't even have the whole B&B to myself. I was just renting the bedroom in someone's house. So other people were there, but they were out for the day, and I was just going to take that afternoon or that day to sit down and record this workshop. And I remember giving myself the rule that I would not leave that room until I was done. So I did not eat anything but a banana practically the whole day. I did order lunch, but the delivery guy got lost, so I never got my lunch. But I still was like, I can't leave this house until this is done. And so that was the container. And you might think, that's a little intense, that's a little too much, it doesn't need to be that serious. But it wasn't about the course, it wasn't about that 1-hour class, it was about me duking it out with the demon, me duking it out with that monster that made me think that this was something hard, that this was something to be afraid of, when I knew it wasn't. But I had to see this as the space to create that ring that I would step into and settle this. Like, I'm not carrying this demon on my shoulder anymore. It's time to fight it out. Whatever needs to happen, I don't care. We're gonna end this. This world of Michelle and her creations is not big enough for me and whatever demons want to cohabitate. Like, we are drawing a line in the sand, and today's the day. So I finished it. I felt so good to finish it. And then I listed up for sale. I think I listed it for $20 and just shared it online. It made a few hundred dollars, but I don't care if it made thousands of dollars. It would not have been more powerful than the feeling of, I just did that. And I can do it again and again and again. Because whatever voice, whatever monster, whatever demon made me think that this wasn't something I could just whip out and do is dead, is gone, is no longer a part of me. I stepped into a new identity, and that identity has made me over $1 million in online course sales. So it's not about how much money is this course that I'm making right now going to make. It's about using the act of making the course to create the identity of someone who can make a course without a second thought, who can make a course in a day, who can have the idea for a course on Tuesday and press publish on it on Friday. That is worth millions. And you're not going to get there if you make this about solving your audience's pain points. You're only going to get there if you make this about doing battle with the demon that makes you think that you can't do it. So that is like the biggest thing I want people to understand when they ask me about making courses. How do I make courses? How do you do it? This is really what it comes down to. This is like level one. This is the foundation. This is the starting point. If you don't get this, then you're going to, you could still create courses and make money from them, but you'll never really know how powerful you are. And you'll never really know what it feels like to make something just because you want to, and that's enough of a reason. You'll never know what it feels like to be completely free of the pressure to make it make money, or the expectations of your invisible audience avatar. Like, you'll never just be able to create for the sake of creating. And it's always the courses I make from a place of, I just want to make this. Those are the courses that make me the most money, that have always made me the most money. In fact, those are the only kind of courses I make. I don't make anything because, oh, this would be really good for this pain point and it could make this much money. And da, da, da. Like, first and foremost, my foundation is desire. I know I'm going to make money. I know it's going to help people. I know what's going to solve problems. I know what's going to satisfy pain points or whatever, but that's not why I'm making it. All of those things are a byproduct. All of those things are a natural, organic outcome of the fact that I just sit with what that course is going to do for me in the process of making it. What it's going to help me learn about myself and unlearn about myself, what it's going to help me become and unbecome, what it's going to help me acquire and let go of. Like, it is its own microcosm of personal growth on fire. That's why I make courses, because it helps me keep growing and evolving. And as a byproduct, all of these other results show up, but I'm not focused on all those other results. So if you need to book a B&B, lock yourself in a bedroom, and not come out until you make at least a 1-hour workshop that you can publish tomorrow or the next day, give yourself that gift. You're worth it. I'm not saying it's going to feel fun. It's probably going to feel like you're dying, but you can still treat yourself really well. I recommend making sure you have food. Food there. So, because the point of me not leaving the place was, it would be too easy to go somewhere and get distracted and no longer be in that mission of, I'm not leaving this room until this is done. Like, that's a very powerful container. So make sure you have snacks ahead of time, more than a banana like I had. But be aware that you want to clear out all the distractions. One of the most powerful things about doing that in a B&B was there were no distractions. I couldn't think, oh, I need to clean this, or I should do that, or the laundry needs to get done. It's like, no, if you're in a hotel room, which I've also done, go to book a hotel and make a course in that room, no distractions. If you're in a hotel room, if you're in a B&B, you have no distractions. So be very careful of superficially creating distractions that you don't need. And give yourself all day if you need to at least create something in an hour, or create something that's an hour long. And it's not even about the thing you make. It's about the fact that when you leave that room, there will be one less demon on your back, one less monster under the bed, one less skeleton in the closet. And that is going to be more powerful than anything else. Thank you for listening to the Magic Is You podcast. If you would like to join our newsletter, please visit themagicisyou.org/newsletter. See you next time.